Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight.
And may God bless each and every one of you who are listening to our radio broadcast today. I pray that you have a joyful and productive, amazing, blessed weekend, and that today is the best day you've ever had. Today is Monday, October the 10th, 2016, a truly blessed day in the Lord. Look for your blessings today. God wants to release it to you right now. Amen. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my awesome and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the anointed and gifted host of our radio broadcast entitled Come Together for a Change. I am happy to say that we are streaming live on the internet in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada, via or through Blog Talk Radio. We are very excited about the topic and lesson God has given us to present to you this marvelous day. So before you grab your Bible, your pen, and your notepad, why don't you do something very special and bless the ones that mean the very most to you by calling them to let them know Come Together for Change is on the air right now. We surely don't want them to miss this anointed word of God today. And if perhaps you are tuning in late to our radio broadcast or you have missed any of our previous messages, you may simply go to our website at www.meninsearchofchange.com and then click on the section entitled Come Together for Change. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on the date you wish to hear the entire broadcast. Amen. Now, our inspiration for today is a prayer. Listen very closely and carefully. Father God, thank you for making me righteous and accepted through the blood of Jesus. Because of that, I am blessed and highly favored by you. I am the object of your affection. Your favor surrounds me as a shield, and the first thing that people come into contact with is my favor shield. Thank you, Holy Father. You, because I have favor with you today. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me and to help me. I have favor with everyone that I deal with and come into contact with today. Doors that were once closed are now open for me. I receive preferential treatment, and I have special privileges. Why? Because I am God's favorite child. No good thing will he withhold from me. Because of God's favor, my enemies cannot triumph over me. I have supernatural increase and promotion. I declare restoration of everything that the devil has stolen from me. I have honor in the midst of my adversaries and an increase of assets. Because I am highly favored by God, I experience great victory, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I receive recognition, prominence, and honor. Petitions are granted to me even by ungodly authorities. Policies, rules, regulations, and laws are changed and reversed on my behalf. I win battles that I don't even have to fight because God fights them for me. This is the day, the set time, and the designated moment for me to experience the free favors of God and profusely and lavishly abound on my behalf in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Our topic for today, our topic for today is the Lord your shepherd? That's the question you can ask yourself today. Is the Lord your shepherd? Our main scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 23, 1st through the 6th verse. Most of you, I'm sure you know this by heart, so that you can just say it along with me. Psalms 23, 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, amen. Now, at this time, it gives me an honor, as well as a great pleasure, to introduce to some, and as well as to others, our great host for Come Together for Change. He is an ordained minister of the gospel, a motivational speaker, a mentor, a professional leadership and personal development trainer, a certified and licensed counselor, and published author of his new book, The Journey into a New Life as a Disciple of Jesus Christ. And just for a sidebar, if you haven't received this awesome and wonderful, amazing book, you are truly missing a blessing from God. Just give us a call at 702-454-5717, and we will ship it to you no later than the very next day. And the best part, it's only $15. Now, at this time, I present to you Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Leah. Wonderful privilege of mine to be able to come your way another afternoon. It's wonderful to know that you are part of the kingdom of heaven. It's a wonderful privilege to know that God is in complete control of your life. It's wonderful to know that you are a disciple. It's wonderful to know that wherever you go, that God is with you and he will direct your path. The psalmist David was able to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I'm asking you that question this afternoon. Is God your shepherd? If God is your shepherd, then you shall not have to fear and what is happening around us. As we look around us today, we're hearing of hurricanes, of storms, of floods, of tornadoes. All kinds of things seem to be coming against us. And as they say, that these are acts of God, and there's nothing you can do about them. There's nothing we can do to stop them. And it would seem as though that these acts of God are coming down upon us, and they're destroying the countries. But we know that God is with us. And as we read that psalm, the psalm said that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Not only shall we not want, we shall not have to fear, because the biggest problem in the world today is fear. Fear comes comes because of unbelief. When we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can have that peace. When we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that he will take us through, because the word says he will keep those in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on him. When we know that Jesus is with us, when we know that he is the author of our faith, we can believe on him. The word says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be delivered. Thou shalt be set free. Are you saved? Are you delivered? Are you set free? Do you know that God is your shepherd? Do you know that Jesus died for you to set you free from every kind of burden, every kind of difficulty? Do you know that he is looking after you? Do you know? Because what you know will determine what you do. What you do, what you say will determine what you do. So you've got to be able to know if something is true or not. Is God your shepherd this evening? Because if God is your shepherd, regardless of what you hear on the news, regardless of what you see, regardless of whatever comes around you, you don't have to be afraid. Because I hear the Apostle Paul saying in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So if God has not given us a spirit of fear, for whence cometh the spirit of fear? We have to be able to see that God has not given us the spirit of fear. We hear the psalmist David in the text we read today saying, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear evil. Good and evil would fight for the control of our minds. And we don't have to be afraid when we hear things happening around us. When we hear of the hurricanes and the storms and the floods and the tornadoes coming to destroy our homes. We don't have to be afraid, because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is with us. But he is with us to protect us. But is he your father? Is God your shepherd? Is Jesus your shepherd? What does a shepherd do? You know, in the olden days, when there were wild animals, the shepherd had to be there to protect the flock from the wild animals who would come to devour them, to destroy them. And Jesus is our shepherd, and he is here to protect us. He is here to put his arms around us and to keep us in safety. So we don't have to be afraid. Now, the sheep would be afraid when they see the wild animals. But when the wild animals see the shepherd with a staff in his hand, they run from the shepherd. Therefore, we hear the word saying, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Runneth over. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Is it wonderful to know that God is with us and he provides a table of refuge? He provides a table that could protect us from the enemy, that he provides for us in every way, and we don't have to be afraid. Despite the circumstances, we know that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of need. And despite the circumstances, we know that God has not given us a spirit of fear. We know that peace and joy and love overflows us. We know that in every situation we can afford to raise our hands to heaven and say, Father, we give you thanks and praise. We can pray for others who are in distress in other parts of the world, in other countries of the world, even in other states in this land. But we know that God is able to do the impossible. God wants to guide us. He wants to protect us. He wants to protect us. He was the protector for the psalmist David. He was not only the protector, he was the one who was there to help him through the situations. He was out there in the wilderness. He was out there, and the wild animals were looking on, but they could not touch him. And even when they came near and he had to fight with them, he was able to bring them down, because the power of God had not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. The power of God was upon him, and he was able to destroy the wild animals. Because the power of God was upon him, he was able to fight off every wild animal. And if you are today looking to God for help, your help and your strength is coming from God. He will protect you. He will not suffer the enemy to take control of you in these days. So you don't have to be worried. You don't have to feel afraid, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. How is your mind? Is your mind fixed on God? Is your mind turned over to God? Because the word says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So your minds have got to be renewed. Your mind has got to be turned over to God. Because if your mind is turned over to God, there is no fear. If your mind is turned over to God, not only will there be no fear, the enemy will not be able to come against you. I'm suggesting today that this is the time when you need to put aside the things that would so easily beset you. You need to put aside the things that will easily torment you. And you need to understand that you are, and if you are wrapped up in him, he says in his word, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you should ask what you will and it shall be granted unto you. God will grant you the desires of your heart. God will grant you the desires of your heart if you just turn over to him and say, I am willing to follow him despite what I see, despite what I hear. I am willing to turn over to him. Are you willing to turn over to him today? Because he is your shepherd. He wants to be your shepherd. He wants to be your guide. He wants to be your protector. He wants to take you on a new journey. He wants to guide you. He wants to guide you away from the wild animals. He wants to guide you away from the things that would torment you. He wants to take you to a new level. He wants to show you that you are the one that just needs to trust him. And if you trust him, he will take you through. That's all that it says. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, yea, though the devil will try to torment me, I don't have to be afraid. Oh, so come on now. If you trust him, he will work on you. If you trust him, if you turn your life over to him, you are going through some difficulties now. There are things in your life that's causing you to be afraid. There are things in your life that is causing you to be worried. There are things in your life that you cannot overcomer, but God wants you to know he has given you the courage and the strength, and he will take you through. So come on now. It is time to surrender. It is time to repent. It is time to get rid of the difficulties that are holding you back. It's time to say, I want to make a new start. Oh, and if you want to make a new start, oh, Jesus will guide you day and night. Jesus will guide you all the way. He's the greatest friend you have when you remember Calvary. What he died for you on Calvary, when he died for you on Calvary, he died that you could have peace, that you could have joy, that you could have a new start, that you could know that this is a new season. God wants to take you through. Stop looking at the circumstances. Stop looking at the things that will bring you down. But know that God is with you, because he will take you through despite the circumstances. He is there to protect you. He's able to run after one animals that would come to destroy you. Stop looking at the difficulties that you're facing. Stop looking at the circumstances. Know this. The Lord God will take you through. The Lord God is a sun and shield. And no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. If you walk uprightly before him, he is able to give you a new start. Despite what you've been facing, stop looking at the circumstances. Stop being afraid of the things that the enemy will bring. Evil cannot overcome you, because God has given to you that peace. God has given to you that joy. And if you are willing to surrender to him, you will find the answer. I want to pray with you this evening that God will give you the strength, that God will give you the courage, that you will be an overcomer, that God will give you the strength, oh, not to look at the circumstances. I'm going to pray with you that everything that the devil has been bringing in front of you, oh, everything that the devil has been trying to torment you with, that you will know that there is no time for torment, that God is able to show you the way to victory. He is able to show you the way to overcome everything that the devil has been trying to put your way. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you on the behalf of those who are listening to this, your word. Lord, let them understand that you are the God of the impossible. You're the God of the miraculous. Lord Jesus, you're the God that can do whatever needs to be done. You're the God that can protect. You're the God that can correct. You're the God that can make things happen. Let your Holy Spirit take full control of those who are going through difficulties. Even now, those who have been facing, Lord Jesus, things that will bring them down. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every transgression should be blotted out. Those who have been looking and reading into pornography and different things, in the name of Jesus, I declare that their lives shall be made whole and that they shall find peace in you. Bless them this evening. Let them know you want to be their shepherd. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we do have for now. I pray that you were blessed with the mighty word of God today from Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith. In my closing, do drop us a line this week and let us know how you are receiving our program. We also would like to thank all of our faithful listeners, all of our great supporters, and all those that tuned in to hear our radio broadcast on today. And just for a little reminder, as far as our topic is, the Lord your Savior. Now that you know, obedience to God's word is the gateway to personal happiness and enjoyment in this world, while disobedience opens doors to unknown consequences that could be very painful and bring untold sadness. So what you think will determine what you say. What you say will determine what you do. What you do will determine where you end up in life. So do not allow your feelings to dictate your actions. Stay true to what you know is right. Amen. For those who would like to give us a to send us a message or to write us and let us know how you are receiving our program, our mailing address is Come Together for Change at P.O. Box 90553. It is in Henderson, Nevada, 89009. Or you can simply email us at hwgministries@gmail.com or sgriffith2010@aol.com. And if you ever need a prayer or counseling, or even if you have a question, feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith at 702-454-5717. Amen. Remember to look out for your neighbors, for your coworkers, pray for your family members and those that you love, and those that and also the Bible tells us to pray for our enemies as well. So let this prayer week be the best prayer week we've ever had. We pray in the morning when we get up. We pray in the afternoon, evening, or lunchtime, and we always pray at night. And let's just go to God and just let Him speak to our hearts and our minds as we send out prayers this entire week. All right? Just remember, it is not what you were that matters, but what you are and what you will be. So we want you to change your knowledge so that you can change your thinking and find the potential in you to fulfill your God-given destiny. Know that you are next in line for amazing blessing this week. So just look for it. God will do it.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are